brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.
There's some people that would tell you, hey, just focus. This is not another game on a schedule. It's not another game on the schedule. It's not another game on the schedule. It is a massive game.
I was at the grocery store the other day, and an older lady, she stopped up to me, and she said, Coach, I'm so excited we're going to win this year.
Welcome to another round of the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast, weekly edition. John here, Hannah there, and week zero is in the books. And week one is in the books, I think, for some folks. And now we're getting ready for folks to have played, they're getting ready to play their game number threes. And this week, our focus is on Red School and Blue School.
Rivalry week already.
I know. And we've had rivalries. We had Fitzgerald Irwin County, and we got to talk to Coach Tankersley and Coach Harold on that one. This time around, it is the Battle of the International City, Georgia 247. It is the Red School, Warner Robins, the Blue School, Northside, taking on each other, and it's going to be a packed house at McConnell Talbert Stadium this Friday night. Cody Chaffins, Greg Jackson, GPB will have it for you on all of the GPB social medias. Packed house, great crowd. Really looking forward to finding out about this rivalry with Boone Williams, the new head coach at Northside, Shane Sams, who knows both sides of this.
Entering his third season.
And so Warner Robins grad, Warner Robins kid, Warner Robins head coach, spent a season as the Northside side of things. And so he knows both sides. Boone's coming in for the first time. We're catching up with both of them as we get ready for Red School and Blue School coming up here this Friday night.
And it should be a pretty even matchup this year. Both really young teams with these energetic coaches building young players. I'm really excited for this one. Before we get into that, though, we've got to take a look back at what happened at week two.
Sure.
And according to the GHSF Daily, 14 new GHSA coaches got their first wins in week two. Three were upsets. That's Bacon County's Thad Williams, Dunwoody's Matt Schmitz, and Kip Atlanta's Corey Jarvis. And on top, just to add to the drama, a coach got fired in his first week on the job.
Yeah, and that's the downside to this.
That's Banks County Todd Winter.
Yeah.
So we've had ups and downs, as always and as predicted, already in high school football.
And we've had some great matchups in the non-region schedule. Some folks are actually drifting into region play starting this week.
Oh, my gosh.
With the 18 regions already. I mean, you got 18 regions, you kind of have to. This past Friday night, it was the Backyard Brawl, Jackson and Mary Persons. We got to show off all of the construction that's going on there at Mary Persons. The new stadium looks fantastic. Dan Pitt Stadium looks great. We got to showcase that a little bit. Big win for Mary Persons. And Mary Persons is one of those that is drifting into region play now because of the mega size of their region.
Unbelievable. Buford 2-0 after beating Benedictine. They're off this week. Then we'll take on Roswell on September 5th.
Yep.
Have to give a shout out to my alma mater.
Yes.
Lassiter.
Yeah. And so this is where we have to try and keep track of all of our others.
Some music.
At the end of the show, when we check on with everybody else's alums and how they did.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and not bury the lead.
Oh, I know.
Let's go ahead and just get it out there.
Go ahead. Say it.
Lassiter 2-0 for the first time since 2017. 35-24 win over Alexander. Their 79 points this season is more than half of what they scored all of last year. So,
yes, congratulations.
I'm just proud.
You're 2-0. And as the warm-up act, yes, Lakeside did lose in the Battle of Northeast Atlanta, the battle for Moe's Pizza, I guess, 34-27. So St. Pius beat Lakeside. And so everybody else, you're on notice. We got to figure out what else happened
Let's
at the end of the show.
Let's go ahead and call the Trojans up. Get them on the podcast. Let's go ahead and stream the game. Hannah
will broadcast that. And she will call the game from the Frank is what she'll do when it comes to comes to what you're staring at. So no, it's been a wide open season so far, but that's the fun part of the non-region schedule. And when you have Raben Gapnacucci coming down to play Grayson, and it is a fight to the
end. Grayson's undefeated.
Yeah, 24-19, Raben Gapnacucci comes out with,
Wow, they put up a good fight.
Yeah, and it is one of the under the radar stories with a school that plays in the North Carolina Interscholastic Sports Association. They play in North Carolina because of the makeup of their roster and geography. And so they are in like Dillard, Georgia, northeast corner, and they play in North Carolina's association. They got a waiver to do that because of all of the international students they have. All of those international students that come in for that 1 year, mm-hmm. they'd have to sit out that year. They'd have to sit out a year, and they'd have to be a student for 2 years for them to be a GHSA school.
Okay.
So North Carolina gave the waiver. Rabin Gapnikuchi plays anybody, any place, any time, and they played Grace. And they're like,
Sure.
Go ahead and line it up.
Why
and go.
Not?
Yeah.
And hey, that was a good score, too.
Yeah.
And out of Milledgeville,
yes.
Georgia,
yes.
we have a new friend.
Yes, this is courtesy of our friends at GMC Prep, and this is their new crest, their new logo.
Black matte helmet,
mm-hmm.
very schnazzy.
Yes.
And it is a red and black
mm-hmm.
with a star and three leaves, almost like a knight crest.
Yeah, well, and
are they the knights?
No, they are the bulldogs. And traditionally... But this is tying to more of the military school.
Okay, got it.
And so this is they're the Bulldogs, and they used to be the red and black. They used to have the bulldog moniker and colors and everything, but they have transitioned. I think this is year two of this new logo on the side of the helmet. And thanks
Very
to everybody
cool.
at GMC Prep, we were there for the Cooperative Spirit Sportsmanship Award, and we came back with a new friend to add to the set. And so if you, State of Georgia High School, would like to add a new friend to our set. Just
for
let us
playoffs.
Know.
The set will be shiny, ready to go for playoffs.
Yeah, so you want to have one of your friends come and join us when it comes to everything going on here,
mm-hmm.
Just reach out to us on social media, reach out to me, reach out, text either one of us, and we can figure out a way to add all of the new friends here if we don't have you for the set already.
Yeah, we need to put the new ones out, like front and center, kind of shuffle them
well,
around.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. All right, so you want to toss to what we're talking about this week?
Yeah, we have... Our official stream game,
yes.
Warner Robins versus Northside. What mm-hmm. is...
yes. So what's your question? What's your question, Hannah?
John, you toss to it.
Okay, fine. I'll toss to it. Hannah is 7 weeks away.
We are 6 weeks away.
6 weeks away.
From having this baby girl.
Yes.
And my brain just doesn't operate, John. So I think you go ahead. Toss it.
Sure. I will toss it to the interview. So while Hannah's brain continues to thaw, we'll go to our first interview this time around, and it is the man in charge on the sideline at Warner Robins Legacy, Shane Sam.
And we have Coach Shane Sams here with us. Thanks so much for joining us, Coach.
Thank y'all very much for having me, and thank y'all everything for y'all do for high school football in the state of Georgia.
I don't want to bury the lead, but let's take a quick look back at what you've been doing. Week two, you're 1-1 coming off a big win over Fayette County on the road, 53-0. How would you grade your team so far, and what have you seen?
Well, like I said, I think I grade a team that we're getting better game to game. We talked to a lot of people all year long that this is a team that does not have much experience, that is very young in some spots, that we feel as the season goes along, we'll just continue to get better and better, and that's what we wanted to look for in week two. I thought Fayette County was very well coached in what they were trying to do and what they're trying to accomplish, so I thought we got better and we accomplished some goals that we wanted to.
All right, so now that Hannah buried the lead all of one question, I'll go ahead and let me put a bit of a different spin on it. Do you remember your first red school, blue school game memory and what it was?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually remember, I think I was in second grade, if I can remember correctly. My dad and I, we always went to the games, my family and I, and I think it was on my birthday. And I remember we beat the blue school over there. Like I said, I remember going to the field and I remember Robert Davis shaking my dad's hand and putting his arm around me and said, Sam's, it's your birthday today. I said, yes, sir. He goes, well, happy birthday. We just beat the blue school. And so that was one of my first memories. I think that was, like I said, that was a long time ago, but it was an awesome memory.
Best birthday present ever.
No doubt.
That's it.
You've actually been
on
both sides of this rivalry, though. What is your message to the team this week, kind of knowing both sides? You were the OC at the other school.
The blue school, yes.
2010, 2011?
Yeah, in there.
So what's been your message to the team this week?
You know, my message is, you know, this is a big game. Well, there's a lot of people that say it's not, you know, it's another game. It's a big game for this community. It means everything. We talk about legacy all the time and what your legacy is going to be. Obviously, it's been 8 in a row. And, you know, we talk about 9 in a row. It's never been done. So you got to come out. You got to practice very hard to get after it. And we know what's at stake for it.
People tell you that this is not a big game? Seriously?
Yep. There's some people that would tell you, hey, just focus. This is not another game on a schedule. It's not another game on the schedule. It's not another game on the schedule. It is a massive game.
It's a big game for us every year. I swear at GPB, we have this game like circled every year. We're always trying to cover it, always trying to do something.
I mean, look.
Which we are.
The most important person at the MAC for this game is the fire marshal.
That's it. That's 100%.
Stadium is beautiful.
Yeah, and I love the renovations to the MAC and everything. I'm stunned that someone would actually say that this is not a big game. I'm stunned at that. That just blows
my mind as well.
Yeah,
blew my mind as well, that's for sure.
I mean, that's unreal. I mean, for someone who's never been, and they say, oh, it's just another game on the schedule. It's the red school. It's on the south side of Georgia 247, and the blue school, it's on the north side of 247. It's not a big game. How would you break down that this is a big deal?
Yeah, I think you just look at it. Like I said, you look at the crowds. If you go to YouTube and just type in Northside versus Warner Robins crowd, I think you'll see exactly what this means to the community, means to the fans and the tradition behind it, the history behind it. I mean, it's not one of the top rivals in the country for no reason. That's for sure.
Warner Robins has actually won the last eight of these rivalry games.
Right.
Lost back in 2016. So is the pressure on? You're going against a different type of coach in Boone Williams this year. How does that change things?
Yeah, there's no doubt. He's a very good football coach. Obviously, his record shows that and what he's able to do. So, you know, you're going against a good football coach. But like I said, the message remains the same. It doesn't matter who the coach is over there. On that, it's a big rival. You got to go attack them the same way. They've had very good coaches in the past, and you got to go compete and get after them.
So the way things are looking for you right now here in 25, you mentioned that you're very young. How, for someone who's walking in the door this weekend for the first time and they see what you're doing there at Warner Robins, how would you describe what Warner Robins football will look like if it's going well offensively and defensively? What is the 100% effectiveness? What is it looking like if everything's going right?
I think the first thing you're seeing a football team that really cares about each other and loves each other. If you saw us on Friday night, they're always celebrating together. This is a football team that we don't feel like we have any egos or anything like that. Obviously, you got some things with that, but you got our kids that care about each other, love each other. They work hard together, and they practice very hard. And that's the one thing that we showcased on film about our culture that we pointed out on our clips. You know, when things are happening, you see all 11 guys on the field celebrating together. You see the sideline celebrating. And the biggest thing, too, with that, the players, you see a coaching staff that's bought into each other, that works really hard together. And it's just a very unified group, and we're very excited about that. And then I think you're going to see some physical football. I think we stress that, how we practice, what we do. We want to be physical. And I think those are some things you see on Friday nights from us.
Some things we might see on Friday, this Friday. Mm-hmm. You think the blue school is going to have some tricks up their sleeves. What is your plan, Coach?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I think offensively, I think they're going to try to throw every single trick play probably in mankind known in football at us. So, like I said, we just preparing for them, preparing our kids for them, and make sure we're ready for those.
All right, let me ask you this. The make that kid an offer question that we always like to bring out every single year. The Matt Stewart question, is there a student athlete or a couple that would fit the make that kid an offer moniker down there with Warner Robins, where it's someone who's not getting the looks you think they deserve, they think that they should be getting more looks, higher looks, better conferences, classifications, what have you, or someone who's not getting a look at all that you think, no, you really need to look at this student athlete? Are any of those that would fit make that kid an offer this year for you?
Yeah, there's no doubt a couple of them that just stand out from the last couple of games. The first one is our center, Chase Plank. He's a little on the shorter side, so that's, you know, people look at the height of offensive linemen, but he's a physical kid that started for us now for 3 years. He gets after it. He's very physical. In the last two games, I think he's held his own. He's drove people down the field and moved them. Has some big plays, and I think we got a safety that's really played really well. I think if you go watch him against Lee County, he's really fit that box and drove their running backs back. So, and there's a couple other kids, but, you know, those are two that just pop off my mind right from the last two games.
And then my last question for you, for those who don't know your young team as well, name some of the highlight players that we should be looking for on Friday.
Yeah, there's actually a bunch of them when we talk about competition. You know, the first group that we talk about is our offensive line. That is an older, more experienced group. Trey Glover's committed to App State. Next to him, Shamad Hinton, Chase Plank. Over there is actually a guy that stepped in, and KJ McDavis, and then Langford has been right there with them. battling for that right guard spot, and then Aiden Board, our offensive line. And our offensive skill, I think, is where it's at. We got a receiver that's a senior, Ezra Goings, but then another one, Jacoby Parsons. But then we got a bunch of sophomore receivers that are out there, and Zay Cannon, Tay-Tay Hawkins that comes out there, Makai Scott Atkinson, EJ Adside. We got Kurski. We got a sophomore quarterback that's going to start, and Chandler Dyson that's back there. And then we got some young running backs, and AJ Alexander and CJ Gunnings. That's just on the offensive side. And defensively, we got a big group of guys, and I could just go on and on with their names listing them. But Jamarcus Allen stands out, DeMarcus Cooper, Xavion Burks, Lakevious Bryant, all those guys just stand out that we're really excited about.
Well, Coach, this is one of the weeks of the season that we mark in highlighter and italics and boldface font, the whole thing. Thanks for dropping by in one of the busiest weeks of the year. Do you put your phone on like silent, or because I imagine everybody on the planet is trying to either reach out to you? Do you like just go into a bunker this week just to try to focus, or do you actually leave the bunker and go out into the community and have to go shopping and things like that this week?
Yeah, I'll leave. I'll go out in the community. We do a lot of things around the community with our kids and stuff like that, because this game not only means a lot for our school and the other school, it means a lot for the community on both sides of this town. So, you know, it's one of them things. I know it sounds weird, but, you know, both of these communities is very tight. This game's a big game, but after that, you know, we do a lot of work together and make sure this side of this town does things together, if that makes any sense. So, yeah, I don't stay in a bunker too much. I think I joke around. I think my family's sometimes the worst. They want all the sideline passes and the gear and all that stuff. So
I was going to say, you're probably entertaining quite a bit too this week.
That's it. There's no doubt about that.
So. Coach and host.
Yes. The MC at the MAC this week is going to be Shane Sams, the head coach at Warner Robins. Coach, it's great to catch up with you on the busiest week of the year. Thanks for dropping by and hanging out with me and Hannah here on the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me, and y'all have a great day.
One coach down, one to go, and we catch up with a great friend here at Georgia Public Broadcasting and GPB Sports, someone who's in his first year, and it just so happens that early on in his non-region schedule, early on in his schedule, he gets the rivalry game of Red School and Blue School. Here's Northside head coach Boone Williams.
Hey, Coach Boone, thanks for joining us today on this big rivalry week.
Hi, thanks for having me. It's always a blessing anytime I get on with you two.
We have so much fun. Always look forward to it.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have a clean slate this week, right? After going 0-2. Yeah. What have you learned about your team? What are some of the growing pains?
It's just youthfulness on reps. You got to think, when I took over this team, I knew I didn't have a lot of varsity experience. And we've been in ball games down to the fourth quarter. And our youthfulness shows up at the wrong times. And, you know, it's stuff you got to learn. You can't learn the mistakes we've made. You can't learn standing on the sideline. You can only learn on the field.
And one of the things that I thought was really interesting when you accepted the job at Northside is there's a video or a still that just it hangs in my head where you were having, I guess it was your initial orientation with everybody who's anybody who's at Northside. And it's like you had certain standards that you wanted to have with your players. You had certain levels of expectations. It's like, you will do this, you will do this, this will not be accepted, this will not be accepted. You wanted to set a standard and an expectation out of the blocks with a very, very young group of student athletes to make sure that they knew where you were coming from and what you expected of them, both as students and as athletes there at Northside.
Is there a question for him, John? What's the question?
I wanted Boone to break down what he told them going in.
Got it.
It's like, okay, so here's my expectations and do all of that. That's the question. Jeez.
Yeah, so when I first took the job, and, you know, prior to me taking the job, I knew kind of where the team was, what the program was. And the first thing I want to do is establish kind of directions and standards and things of that nature. And what I put out, everyone we checked the box on. You know, the boys, I had a teacher just stop me today. She said it's just a totally different program. So it's just feeling the building where the boys are handling themselves. They understand, you know, the do's and don'ts. I remind them all the time. And like I said, I used the example the other day against somebody. I had a cup with 1,000 holes in it. We putting them in one by one. You know, we plugging holes one by one. So we'll be fine. We're moving in the right direction. Everybody around here, They're excited still. Again, going into this Warner Robins game, you wouldn't have thought we lost the first two games by 9 points. And like I tell my team, I've been in situations I lost game one and game 15. So two games don't dictate your team. In 2018, Northside itself went 0-5 and went into the state championship game. Mm-hmm. So again, you just gotta, you know, we are where we are. We're young in a lot of areas, not a lot of experience. I have maybe one player that played 10 games all last year.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, there's a lot to be excited about. Anybody that knows you knows it's going to be a fun season no matter what, especially this Friday. We always have this game circled on the calendar, red team versus the blue team. I know you've heard a lot about this, Coach. You'll be in it for the first time. What has this week been like leading up to it?
It's been heavily anticipated since I took the job. They've been talking about, you know, the game when we play the team across the street. And it's been, what, 8 years in a row that they won. And, you know, I was at the grocery store the other day.
These are my favorite stories.
And an older lady, she stopped up to me and she said, "Coach, I'm so excited we're going to win this year." I said, "Ma'am, we're a work in progress. We're going to keep going. That's always the goal." But it's the fact that they always got hope on either side of this thing. I mean, you got to think, like, they remind you of those Falcon fans. As soon as September gets here and everybody said the Falcon going to win Super Bowl this year. That's kind of how it is either way.
My dad's one of those.
And we're going to keep that same. And we're going to go try to put our best foot forward and keep trending in the right direction. Mm-hmm. We're going to compete our tails off. That's the only thing I want.
Are you allowed to shop south of Georgia 247?
Yeah, I do. I am. We actually had a meeting over there one day. And for the first time, I was like, okay, do I need to change my shirt? You know, it was kind of one of those things. But, you know, it was pretty cool.
Didn't know if they'd run you out of.
Yeah, it's like you're wearing blue south of Georgia 247, sir.
Yeah.
You got to make sure that you have color neutral stuff packed in the car.
Exactly. No, this is you definitely know, you know, you're either red or you're blue. It's not in between down here. They're passionate about this rivalry. Matter of fact, we had a security meeting today about it. You know, it's just that big of a game. It's one of those ones that are marked around, not just here, but around the country. A Northside versus a Warner Robins game. So that's my first time being in it, so I'm excited.
Well, Coach Sams has a message for you. He thinks that you are going to run trick plays all night. So what is your plan?
Yeah, really? You want to tell us?
I just want to compete, man. If you go back and watch, we just got to get some first downs and, you know, control the game and, you know, just not make turnovers. We'll be fine. Like I said, I've never been a trick play guy. I mean, y'all watched me several years and we just play hard-nosed football, run the ball, make tackles.
As he's laughing as he says it. Can you compare your previous stops and rivalries to red school, blue school? Do you have any, whether it was when you were in college, in coaching, is there any one of the other rivalry matchups that you've been exposed to that meets red school, blue school at all?
Well, my previous stop, the one that happened 2 weeks ago, the Langston Westlake, was always a highly anticipated one. And over the years, the Langston and DC one has really, really become a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Those two, well, really, the Langston Westlake game is by far the closest thing that I've ever been to this right here. I haven't been a part of, I think this one has more bearings on it. Like, you know, this goes back in the 1960s down there, like, you know, so of course I haven't been in a place that had that much history of a rivalry than here. So no.
How, this is the deepest meaning. So then how do you explain to a young team in a red school, blue school game where you're gonna have 97,500 people in the MAC? How do you try to explain to them, okay, I just want you to focus on the task at hand. Don't get wrapped up in everything that's going to be going on this week. It's going to be loud. It's going to be crazy. How do you get them to try and tune it out to focus when they're a very young team?
Because we approach it like it's no different. Around the school, hey, coach, we're going to do something different. That's what students are asking. So we approach it game one to game 10 the same way. We're not changing. We're not adding meetings. We're not changing practice times. Everything is everything. If I show anything different, they're going to think more to it. And what I want them to do is I just want them to relax and play fast. The more I put emphasis on certain situations, the more they're anticipated and the more they're jittery. And that's never worked for me, given the fact that I played in big games and rivalries and stuff. You just try to keep it even keel and keep it on the same schedule what you've been doing.
Couple personnel questions. Since you've been through a couple of real games this season, who would you list on that Make That Kid an Offer segment? And on the other side of that, for those who aren't as familiar with Northside, who are some of your highlight players?
Make That Kid an Offer. I would have to say Amari Fountain. He's been playing lights out for us at corner. I think he has two interceptions on the year. He had a big one-hand interception last week. He's 6'2". Probably about 180, 6'3 corner. He's playing lights out football. Has a 3.8 GPA. He checks all the boxes of big time football. He's able to play all over the place. And you said highlighted players?
Yeah, like who are the players that are going to show out on Friday? That if people aren't as familiar with Northside, who can they kind of keep their eye on?
Keep an eye on Elijah Patman, my 4-star. D lineman, he's a junior. Justin Garman's a freshman for us, starting at quarterback. Bryson Blassingame, he's our energy outside. Travis English is another running back we got. Defensively, I'm starting a 10th grade at Mike linebacker, Ja'Caleb Green. It's a host of guys.
You are young, coach.
Yeah, I'm very, very young. I'm starting. I think we counted the other day. I got 9 10th graders on the field.
Wow.
4 freshmen.
Wow.
9 on varsity roster. So it's youthfulness all around. We just got to get them game experience and reps. My entire secondary comes back. They're all juniors. So, again, these were JV guys last year playing varsity football. So
I feel like that's a good thing because you've got a couple of years with all of these young guys to turn
them up. Yeah. And like I said, it's not like I'm coaching a bunch of seniors in certain positions. These are young guys that are going to go get 30, 40 reps of high school football games under their belts. And that paid dividends in my last place. You got to think those freshmen that just graduated played in 55-odd games.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care which way you skin it, you playing in that many football games, it's going to slow down and, be a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. The reps, we've been through everything.
When, and you're in a week like this, do you put your phone on like silent, do not disturb, vibrate? Do you give somebody else your phone? How does this work? Because I anticipate everybody wants to stop you every 3 or 4 feet to ask you about the game. You're in the grocery store. You're doing whatever. You're getting gas. Everybody's asking you about it. How do you try?
Including us.
Yeah, I know. And you get phone calls from folks in Atlanta that want to catch up with you too. How are you handling this week other than the normal on the field preparation? But what about the off the field? So you can kind of be the front man for all of this. How are you handling all of the off the field stuff?
I handle it really well. I think I've become accustomed to answering some questions and being kind of on TV, kind of put on the spot. I got to think the news station's coming out today. I have a big booster club meeting today. The PR things and the press stuff that you do down here is second to none. I think, of course, everybody, you got to go like, again, when you go back and look at the history of this building being opened in 1963, we have an open door, man. So those, you never know who might pop in, what alumni might pop in, sit down in my office and talk about the rivalry, the history. And, that's kind of where the difference is now where I am. It's the magnitude of importance for this place is really, really, really big.
And we are looking forward to that really, really, really big matchup on Friday night. Red School and Blue School. The Battle of the International City at the MAC. It is Northside and Warner Robins. Boone, as always, it's great to catch up with you, my friend. Find out what's going on. One of the biggest rivalries here in the state of Georgia, and you are front and center this week on it. Thanks for dropping by the podcast, as you always do. Great friend of us here at GPB.
Yes, sir. And thank you all for having us. And Hannah, last time you were pregnant, I played in the state championship.
Oh, let's keep...
yes. Hey, listen. It's gonna be good luck.
Hey, listen, that's what I said. That was when we had the twins, remember?
I was a week away from having the twins. This time I'm 6 weeks away from having just one baby. So hey, it will bring you luck. I feel it.
I know it. I know it.
Coach Boone saying he's not going to run any trick plays.
Yeah, I just want to run the ball. You know, just going to pound. You know, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Full disclosure: since that is our stream game on all of our social media platforms, I'll be there, just kind of seeing if Boone does in fact just run the rock and get 3 yards in a cloud of turf at the MAC, or if he actually does have some stuff in the back of the playbook. So it'll be fun. Cody Chaffin's on the call for that one.
Awesome.
On all of the GPBs and all the GPB Sports social medias. All right, so what else is on your mind? You want to preview anything?
Yeah, let's preview. What's coming up this week? Other big games to watch besides our stream game.
Okay, so let's run down quickly and see what we got. We got Douglas County and Newton. That's an early one. Mm-hmm. Carrollton is at Rome. That's another big one out of the blocks. You've got... I sit here and trying to bust through and figure out if there's anyone that I've missed. Let's see. So Hughes has another week before they get Douglas County. Gainesville's got Westlake on Friday. Milton tries to rebound. Not rebound. After the win over First Academy, they're going to try and continue their winning streak. Thomas County Central plays FSU High out of Tallahassee. You've got Lee and Tiff down in South Georgia. Houston County and Perry. That one's another one down there in Middle Georgia.
Great
that
game.
Folks are going to be paying a lot of attention to. Coffee in Columbia, Florida is one. You've got, in the interest of Maurice Dixon at Creekside playing anybody, anyplace, anytime, and twice on Tuesday, DeSoto, Texas is coming to visit Creekside this weekend as a part of the Saturday Saturday DeSoto is going to play Creekside. So the Creekside goes to DeSoto last year, and Mo Dixon, he's just like, y'all play anybody. And so now it's the return, first time I think DeSoto has ever been to the state of Georgia to take on an opponent. Benedictine and Burke is an early one in the season. Cartersville and Hapeville Charter is kind of sneaky. And you've got Ware and Bainbridge is there as well. Marist and Woodward Academy is another one as well. So that's just some of the upper classifications. We know there's a lot of really cool ones this time of year.
And Lassiter plays Northview. Can they go 3-0? We will find out Friday night, 7:30 p.m. kickoff.
Yeah. So let's see. Staff whip around. We already talked about yours and mine. Mm-hmm. Darlington. We have to figure out what Darlington did. Okay, Darlington and Central Macon. And
you need me to do some Googling?
Yeah, kind of figure out what we got here and see what we got in the schedules as I try and scan and figure out what else is going on.
Darlington is 1-1.
Right. Okay, so what happened last week?
They beat Mount Vernon and lost to North Cobb Christian. They have Ridgeland this Friday.
Okay, so it's a Northwest Georgia matchup. Okay, Central Macon.
Got beat pretty handedly, not going to lie.
Uh-oh.
47-23.
Okay, so Central Macon.
Why did you have to, like, say that?
Why did you say that so pointedly?
I
mean,
I think the 23 points that y'all scored were probably pity points because North Cobb Christian
was
scoring so many.
Wow.
Hannah, on the angsty pregnancy side. Wow. So Darlington.
Sassy today.
Darlington up in Northwest Georgia and Rome with a strong showing against a great opponent, North Cobb Christian, but they came up a little bit short, losing 47-23. You see how much better that sounds?
I like my version
from
better.
From the alum, I see how this works. Unbelievable.
All right,
so
let's see
I said, so Central Macon, it looks like Central Macon might have had the week off, I'm thinking.
Efforting.
So I cannot find Central Macon on the rundown because they did not play on Thursday.
The Chargers are 0-2.
Okay.
Lost 51-14.
Oh, they played today as we're
versus
taping.
Dougherty.
So it's Ace Charter at Central Macon as we're taping today.
Yes, and they lost 7-0.
Wow, so they played like early this morning.
Wow. Okay.
That's according to Max Preps. Okay. You know, take right. that as you will.
Okay. All right. And so, since Marky Mark is not in the driver's seat, Jake the Snake is in the driver's seat this week, and it is time for Jake to see if he can use his powers of recall and figure out how to give the words of wisdom from Jake the Snake, considering it has been a while that you have done this, sir. What words of wisdom do you have here early in the season?
As usual, I'm going to advise everyone to wear helmets and safety equipment. hydrate as much as possible. You're
going to
want sunscreen, any kind of sunscreen you can get your hands on. Lather yourself up, get out there on the football field, and have a great game.
Okay, so
I feel enlightened.
Snake, I forget. What's your alma mater?
That'd be Parkview.
That's what
Parkview.
I thought. That's what I thought.
I need to get that one.
So
go Panthers.
Let's see. What did Parkview do? Under new head coach Adam Clack, by the way.
0-1. They've only played one game. Okay, they lost 41-27. So I am the only winner in this room.
You hear this?
Wow. It's a different type of feeling being an Elassiter alum.
Yeah.
I'm proud. Especially proud of my boys.
Yeah, she is, without question. All right, that's another go-round of the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast. Hannah's 2-0 at Lassiter. She's off to the hot start here when it comes to the staff whip-around. And we'll continue to add schools and let you know what's going on. Remember, Northside, Warner Robins, GPB Social, medias, all of them, including Twitch now. And you can catch that game. Cody Chaffin's on the call at the Mac. That is our Friday night special as we get prepared for our games of the week, starting with Calhoun and Cartersville. That's going to be on September 6th. But our last stream game is a big one, Northside and Warner Robins. Mm-hmm. And Hannah is just going to continue basking in the glow of the Lassiter Trojans. We want to thank our friends at GMC Prep for our new friend that's going to be hanging out here on set when it comes to the postseason and everything here. So for everybody here at GP, it is Hannah, it is me, it is Jake the Snake, it is Ambassador Jeremy, and it is King James, Commander Sandy, and G-Money. For all of us here, enjoy your games, enjoy your rivals, enjoy your non-region schedules. We'll be back next week for another go-round of the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast. Play it safe, everybody. Enjoy your games.
Brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.